We went roaring past the machine shed, past the chicken house, scattered chickens in all directions, past the water tank, and continued down the hill until we came to a stop in front of the yard gate. There we established a forward position and began barking. Boy, did we bark. I knew we'd get Sally Mae out of the house, and sure enough, before long, the back door opened and she poked her head out.
You dogs, be quiet!
Huh? Well, hey, that was a red box.
Stop that barking right now!
Out in the pasture fell off a mysterious truck, an illegal shipment of...
If you wake up the baby, I'll make you wish you hadn't.
But on the other hand, there was a time for serious barking, and there was a time for serious non-barking. And it appeared that this might be a time to observe silence.
Now hush up!
The door slammed shut, and Sally Mae went back into the house. I turned to Drover and gave him a withering glare. Why didn't you tell me the baby was asleep?
Well, I didn't know, I guess.
Ignorance is no excuse. My mind is occupied with the larger matters of strategy, and I expect you to keep up with the insignificant details.
Well, if they're really insignificant, maybe...
Don't argue with me. Just admit you were wrong and we'll go on from here.
Oh, all right. I was wrong.
There. Don't you feel better already?
Not really.
I knew you would. Confession is good for all of us, Drover, but it's even better for you than for me. Try to remember that in the future.
Okay. What are we going to do about the box?
Before I could answer, I noticed that a certain sniveling, sneaking, purring creature had joined us and had begun rubbing up against Drover's leg. He tried to rub up against mine, but I moved backwards and showed him some fangs. I don't like cats, see? And I don't allow them to rub on my legs.
Hi, Hanky. What are you going to do about the box?
We're going to leave it just where it is, Cat, and... Wait a minute. How did you know about the box? That was top secret information. Pete grinned and rubbed back and forth on Drover's leg.
Oh, I know just about everything. And I know that you found a box.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. Was it a big red box made of 3/4-inch plywood?
Mm-hmm.
Fell off a truck and landed out in the horse pasture?
Mm-hmm.
Had white letters written on the side?
That's the one, Hanky.
I whirled around and faced Mr. Spill the Beans and Can't Keep a Secret. So, now you're sharing secret inside information with the cat. What next, Drover? What new act of treachery can you find to top this one?
I didn't do it, Hank. Honest, I didn't. I've been with you the whole time.
That's true. I whirled back around and turned my cold, steely eyes on the spy. You're lying, Cat. Drover couldn't possibly have leaked that information to you because he's been with me the entire morning. I've trapped you in a lie, and now I want the whole story. How did you know about the mysterious red box? He took his sweet time in answering. He arched his back, yawned, stretched, and dug his claws into the ground.
We cats are very clever, Hanky. We know just about everything. Would you like for me to tell you what was written on the side of the box in white letters?
Huh? Wait a minute. How did you know about the white letters?
How I know doesn't matter, Hanky. Would you like for me to tell you what the letters said?
I took a step forward, growled, and gave him a shove. No, I wouldn't. I saw it first, and if somebody's going to talk about it, I'll be that somebody. It's my box.
You shouldn't be so selfish, Hanky. Someone who didn't know you might think you were crude, rude, uncouth, and socially unacceptable.
Oh, yeah? Let's put it this way, Cat. I'm crude and proud of it. And while we're at it, let's put it another way. It's my box, and I'll do the talking about what was written on the side. You got that? He grinned and purred and flicked the end of his tail.
Whatever you think, Hanky.
It said, warning, monkey, do not open this box. So there you are, Cat. Once again, I beat you to the punch and exposed you as the fraud you are. How does it feel to be on life's second string?
Sometimes it's hard to bear, but we do the best we can.
Your so-called best would get you thrown off my security force in record time, Kitty. You wouldn't last 5 minutes in my outfit.
Yeah, and we don't let cats on our outfit anyway, so there.
Well said, Drover. I patted the little mutt on the back. He doesn't often come up with a stinging retort that really stings, but I thought that one was pretty good. We stood together, Drover and I, two proud members of an elite outfit. We held our heads high and smirked down at the cat. He licked his paws and looked up at us with big, lazy eyes.
Well, Hanky, are you going to let the monkey out of the box?
Drover and I exchanged glances and started laughing. Hey, Drover, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, but I don't believe it.
Where has this cat been all his life?
I don't know, but he didn't go to the same school we went to, did he?
No, he didn't, Drover, and I have my doubts that he could have even gotten in the front door.
Yeah, or the back door either.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I stopped laughing. I cut my eyes from side to side. I looked down at the cat. He was still licking his paw. What makes you think there's a monkey in that box?
Because, Hanky, that's what the sign said. Warning, monkey, do not open this box.
Drover was still giggling.
That's a good one, a monkey in the box. Pete doesn't know about the monkey wrenches, does he?
Quiet, Drover, I'm thinking. I pushed myself up and began pacing in front of the cat, also watching him out of the corner of my eye. I'll need to ask you a few questions, Cat, and I expect brief, factual answers, not your usual trash.
Oh, good. I just love questions.
Number one, do you know now, or have you ever known, the meaning of the word hasp?
Oh, but of course, Hanky. Anyone knows that a hasp is used to secure the lid on a box. And I'll bet there's even one on the monkey box.
Just answer my questions, Cat. You can show off on your own time. Number two, if you were shipping wrenches across the country, would you pack them in a big red wooden box with a hasp on the lid?
Oh, that's a tough one.
He flexed his claws and studied them for a moment.
No, I wouldn't, Hanky. But if I were shipping a monkey across country, I would.
Just as I suspected. I stopped pacing and glared back at Drover. You idiot! That box doesn't have wrenches in it. There's a monkey in there. A real live monkey.
But you said...
Never mind excuses, Drover. We deal in facts, not excuses. And the fact is that you came very close to bungling another investigation. I paced back to the cat. One last question and then you're excused. I glanced over both shoulders and lowered my voice to a whisper. How much do you know about monkeys?
Well, a little bit, Hanky, but nothing you'd be interested in hearing.
Out with it, before I lose my patience. He spent a moment admiring his claws.
They're cute. They're smart. They can do things with their little hands. They can be trained to perform tricks if...
Yes, go on.
If the master is smarter than the monkey.
He fluttered his eyes and began rubbing up against my leg.
Would you like some good advice, Hanky?
No. I don't take advice from cats. You're excused.
If I were you,
but you're not me. Too bad for you and goodbye. Scram! Get lost! Go chase your tail. And with that, Pete the Barn Cat left the interrogation room in complete disgrace. With just a few savage thrusts, I had broken him down, wrung the truth out of him, and exposed him as a liar, a sneak, and a pompous fraud. Well, Drover, that just about wraps up the case of the mysterious red box. As you might have guessed by now, we have come into possession of a circus monkey.
A circus monkey?
Drover shook his head and walked around in small circles.
I'm all confused. Why would a circus monkey be riding on a cattle truck?
Drover, who's running this outfit?
Well, let me see. You?
That's correct. And who asks all the questions around here?
You?
Correct again. Did I ask anything about cattle trucks?
I don't think so.
Therefore, there is no question about cattle trucks. The only question before us at this moment is, what will we do with the monkey?
Oh, that's easy. We'll leave him in his box. I don't want a monkey running around here. Do you?
I gave him a veiled smile. Of course not, Drover. Of course not.